This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. I'm about to jump in the car with Karen Kilgariff. We are late to pick up Eddie Pepitone. His flight came in early. It's not our fault. Hi.
Hi.
Just doing that, and then I'll give you your mic. It's impossible. And there's that.
Got it. Everything's impossible. Right?
Everything's impossible?
That's my new book. That's my new approach.
I guess if you just expect everything to be impossible, you'll never be disappointed.
Right?
And they've been doing... First of all, American Airlines is no sponsor.
Uh-oh.
So do you need a ride?
Oh, are you calling them out?
Well,
are we about to do this corporate thing?
It's a little frustrating. How could he be almost an hour early?
I know. Well, that's the thing you never plan for is, like, something great to happen with the airport.
Right. Yes. I mean, that's the worst place on earth. It's the opposite of Disneyland. Everyone hates going there, and we've decided that's where our podcast will often be driving to. Of course, we don't actually get out and go there, but we have to go there.
We have to get into it.
We have to drive into all these people.
And also, I think it creates that tension. People sitting in a podcast studio booth won't ever have this kind of emotional, dramatic tension that we have every episode, Chris.
I am legitimately frustrated. Negative feelings are surging through me, and I'm glad I can just bring it to people.
Always. Ooh, there's Eddie. Hold on.
He's calling. He's probably mad.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Wait, shit. Sorry.
Erin?
Hello, yes.
So, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm at Terminal 4, and if you want to, are you close?
Yes.
We are close.
We are like 8 minutes away.
We are already recording.
Or less. Yeah, you're being recorded right now.
Okay, so it's Terminal 4, and I think it says L1-11 is the door.
Okay.
That helps at all.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes it does.
We'll just keep our eye open for you. Yeah, try to wave your hat around in the air. And
yeah, I have on a special hat.
Great.
So you'll see me.
Okay, your podcast
great.
Hat? Okay, great. Yeah, and definitely be better in the car than you are right now.
The higher energy.
Just kidding. Eddie.
I hope.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
See you soon. I hope he was patiently waiting. We can assume he was impatiently waiting. That's a long time to sit there.
Well, he was taxiing when he called me, and I miraculously just made it up the 101 and over the 405 in, I think, 12 minutes to get to your house.
That, you must have been driving like a lunatic.
I did scream, stop braking at one point. Everyone in front of me seemed to just be braking for no reason.
And did they react to your screams?
No, no, no. That was only on me. The lesson you never learn in a car like that is that you're just making your own environment toxic.
Yeah, and exactly. The negativity that I scream at others, I'm only screaming at myself.
It's bouncing back, but it does feel good in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you're going downhill on the 405 and all the traffic is going well, don't put on your brakes. I think it's because everyone's stoned all the time.
I think, it's because weed got legal. I blame that for a lot of
premature
braking.
That weird kind of tippy-tappy braking where you're just like, it's for nothing.
Hey, man, are you paranoid?
Hey, man.
Did you get a bad bag of stuff? I know about as much about weed as a 70s cop.
You got a bad strain of grass.
You know reefer kills, right? while you're driving, if you brake too much, someone could hit you, and then the reefer would have something to do with you dying. But anyway, I'm a cop from the 70s.
Associated for sure, and I have a mustache.
Not badge.
Can we just talk very quickly about how hilariously vacant I was at the end of our Howard Kramer podcast? I really dipped down on you.
I don't think that you should get down on yourself about
never
that.
We should never look back.
Every once in a while, like yours did, my brain will completely shut down. And I will have a look of fear on my face, which I don't remember. If you recall, it was like you had seen a ghost in the road.
Road ghosts are probably the worst.
Oh, road ghosts.
Road ghosts.
Where else are they going to haunt?
Get out of here.
When you get clipped on your bike and you die on a curbside, you better haunt that street.
You better like that shirt you wore because you're wearing it for eternity.
It's such a bad gig if you're a ghost haunting an intersection, because all you can really do is mess with the lights.
And just kind of spook people on a rainy night.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're in a nightgown that adds to something.
I bet the most popular haunt for a street ghost is to make puddles splash people.
Then it's more like a street ghost prank.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the kind of weight that you want as a ghost.
And I guess a ghost doesn't have the ability to move a puddle in front of a person or make a car show up. So, I mean,
hard to say, though. Who knows what those ghosts can do?
Christmas angels. You know, we take a left here.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you just naming other things?
I'm just saying some apparitions are able to conjure up puddles in front of a person standing there with a brand new jacket. That's all I'm saying.
That's happened to you. What you're saying is it's happened to you.
Yes. Your average street ghost does not have that higher up ability. They're just lost.
But they have
I died here.
What happened?
No one will acknowledge me since my funeral, which I recall, but I haven't put them together. Eddie, he seemed in good spirits.
I've known Eddie for a while, and as you can tell by my half apologetic, half doubling down on just rubbing salt in the wound, which is very much my style.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie and
kick them while they're down, kill Gareth.
So I like it. Kick them while they're waiting. Eddie and I have that kind of, we're real talkers, I'd say.
You keep it real.
I like to think we keep it real because we both think it's funny to be insulting.
I like to think we keep it real.
I like to think.
Sorry, I'm getting his mic ready.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Because we are going to just pick him up. I'm hunched over. I have the mic tucked between my legs like an electronic penis.
You know what I enjoy, Chris?
Electronic penises?
Yes. Perfect. Setup knockdown. It's that
perfect.
Every time I re-listen to this podcast, and really quickly sidebarring, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, all of you who do. We really like that.
And if we could ask for you to more than listen to it and to rate it on iTunes.
Oh, don't be afraid to rate it on iTunes.
And give it a good rating if you see fit.
A positive rating would be even better than a mediocre one or a bad one.
Unless you currently hate what you're listening to, in which case,
we can't argue that.
Don't give us a negative rating. I don't know how many podcasts get that.
I'd prefer your apathy than your action.
Testing
against
Eddie's mic.
Test it. Try to scream into it and then try to whisper into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how it's going to get used.
With Eddie Pepitone, I am going to have to be adjusting the ones and twos. Because that guy has some range. So I'm going to be, you know, when he gets into it, as soon as he mentions molestation or
Barbara. Screaming to his wife, Barbara, yeah, in the other room is one of my favorite things.
As soon as he's doing any kind of impression of a lounge singer,
mm-hmm,
I'm gonna have to be on the, because I know he'll be low, and then he's going to have a nom flashback.
You're going to be sliding those levels around like a regular fill-in-the-blank of a person who's a famous music engineer.
How have you been hanging out with DJs? Where did you learn all that specific jargon?
I know nouns. I know many specialized nouns.
I know many specimens of nouns.
I have brags. I have brags all day long.
And by the way, at the end of the last podcast, you didn't shut down. I was on a riff session with someone that, and it was all inside jokes. What are you going to be? Are you going to be
also,
like, hey, I was there too, you guys. I was in Austin between the years of 1998 and 2012. You know, it was
there's
just
something about Howard Kramer, though. He's a special spirit. He affects me in a different way.
I think, is this a, it's not romantic, is it?
Well, I think, no, it's not. I mean,
you hesitated, you love him.
No, only because I absolutely love him. But it's, I think Howard, he's one of the, and you would fit into this category too, of like a comedian who's also manly. Like actually dude-ish and manly.
Yeah, I hear that.
There aren't that many of
you. Now that you related me to it, now I'm starting to see how you see him.
You know what I mean?
Just like a masculine,
like, yeah. There's a high school feeling to it that I really
so
like.
So like me, he's very funny, but also a chiseled, kind of a physical specimen, right?
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, it is hard to podcast with those types.
It's hard. You know why? Because most of the time I'm like this rabid raccoon that's just trying to out-riff everybody. But sometimes I want to be a pretty girl. I would like to be a pretty girl sometimes.
I love the rabid riffing. He has rabies, but he's not going to bite you. He's just going to try and out-joke you.
He's going to fucking try to beat your joke, which is so unattractive.
What's this? A bunch of garbage in a trash can? Yeah.
More like,
that's what you are.
Mitt Romney's family.
Yeah, they're a bunch of garbage in a trash can.
Go away, raccoon. God. You're the worst.
The riffing raccoon is doing political shit now?
The riffing raccoon has lost his way. He started out so legit. Just garbage stuff and, like, nighttime stuff. Raccoon stuff.
Yeah.
Washing his hands like a person.
I can't. How come no one's addressing? People talk about monkeys all day. No one is addressing the fact that raccoons have thumbs. Their little tiny black hands. I've seen them scoop and run with cat food in a video.
Yeah, that's one of the best videos.
That's the best video.
It's the best. Also, have you seen the raccoon, the picture of the raccoon holding the kitten?
Oh,
standing up on his legs holding a kitten like a babysitter. It's okay. The cutest thing about
I don't know. Was he about to bite it in half? Because raccoons and cats don't mix.
We don't know. We just don't know.
I'm being racist.
Maybe.
But yeah. That was a great. Already though, this is our best episode, and we don't even have a guest in the car.
Easily.
We are on firing on all cylinders, and I'm trying. That's before I even bring up the engine, which is firing on all cylinders.
But doesn't have a housing in the oil pan. Please remember.
Right.
There is risk involved. We have some tension that we're taking on stage with us.
Exactly.
And we're now very close to LAX.
We're not so close. Are late, but we are so close. And
we're not late. Eddie was early, which is irritating.
We need to keep. I remember I said it. I predicted it.
You did predict it on the phone, which is creepy.
It is creepy. I'm like, I have a feeling about this.
Yeah.
I have I'm trying to think of someone on a famous example of superstition, but anyway,
don't black cat crossing your path.
Yeah, I have a real like show up early because this is like stepping on a crack and your mom's back.
Oh, right. Don't put your hat on the bed. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Don't put your hat on the bed.
Right when Eddie gets in and takes off the hat that he will be wearing,
absolutely,
let's just say, hey, don't put that on the bed.
Please don't put it on the bed. And there is a sheet on the back seat to cover the dog hair.
You'll just be revealing that you sometimes sleep in your car. I mean the back seat of my car.
Sometimes I like to go just to park on a different city street It may or may not be in front of Howard Kramer's house. And sleep! No, that's all. This is not true.
I don't
have feelings for Howard Kramer.
For the sake of joking, she's not really attracted to Howard. She's just acknowledging.
I mean, I might be attracted to him, but I don't have feelings.
We can tell he's handsome.
Everybody knows he's handsome.
I just said we. I guess I am, too.
You're attracted to him or you're handsome, too?
Well, during the podcast, I felt intimidated because I'm attracted to his... It's present. It's like a guy being attracted to, I want to be like this guy in these ways. It's let's get naked, friend. It's a, I wish that I might, you know, and we started making fun of our own podcast. I know yours has a format and a fancy studio and you.
But that's so unattractive.
And ours, just.
No power moves. You know why? Because Howard is an alpha. That's what it is. He's alpha all the way.
Yeah.
So you find yourself... You know what I mean? I might as well have, like, been standing pigeon-toed, like, looking down at the ground.
Right.
It's so not me. But, like, it's just the effect a true alpha has.
Not a lot of... And that's not to say he's mean to high school freshmen.
I think he would be, wouldn't he?
He would. He'd make... Oh, and we're going to get...
Right in here?
Yep, right here.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Terminals.
We've done it all the time. Entering LAX. She's done it about 1,000 times, but I had to tell her
And it's American, which is Terminal 4. So is that on the other side? Yeah.
It is indeed.
Is that him again?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. Hello. Oh,
hello.
Shit. Hold on.
Oh,
boy.
Why
does this do that every time?
No, you stay
on this side. Stay by the terminal side. We're just making the loop right now.
Yes.
We're moments away from you.
I'm in Terminal 4.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We'll be there within 3 minutes, probably.
3 minutes. Okay. That sounds amazing. I just figured out how we should be recording our podcast. I stand at the airport terminal. You put me on speakerphone.
It just sounded so great.
Yeah.
So real.
Well, hopefully he's tired, I imagine.
He's very tired. But the question he was asking is kind of hilarious because he was basically saying, should I go stand where all the people that are trying to take a super shuttle should stand?
Yeah, no, that would be bad. It would be really bad. He's like, and then we would just stop in the row. I guess we could pull it off, but people would yell at us.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be good.
Here at LA, God, it washes over me right when I enter this shithole. I really don't like being here, and it's part of my job. It's, okay, you're right, breathe.
Just some nice, deep...
Is it in the nose or out the nose?
Through the nose, out the mouth, in blue, out red. In blue, out red.
Okay.
And we're coming up on... Let's
I get feel
away
better.
From this shuttle.
I feel better.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine.
Oh, what are you doing, squirrely? Just because you have a lime green car doesn't mean we're going to see you in our peripheral. What was that?
That was a loud band.
I hope that wasn't gunfire. This place really stresses me out.
This is crazy.
So,
wait.
Terminal 4 will be on the other side.
Okay,
I'm afraid we have to cut... past.
But we don't do that cut through because that would be bad.
No, that would be bad.
Okay.
I think we actually have to do this loop and go past International, which you know I don't like.
It sucks.
Ah, it's Europeans.
It's kind of stopped.
It's going to be a bunch of Europeans.
Oh, there's going to be so many man sandals and high-waisted shorts.
Why is everyone stopped? This makes us a liar about 3 minutes.
It's okay.
It's going to be more like 4 or 5. Call back.
Wait, let's just let the 3 minutes pass.
Okay, and before we warn him about it.
You know,
it. Okay.
Anxiety is such a fascinating thing. Look at this guy.
What? Oh, just be sideways.
God.
Parkat LAX.
Fucking,
phone number 1-888-910-7275.
How's my
Someone's
driving?
Someone's about to find out how their driving was.
It was not good.
It was bad.
I didn't like it.
I guess that was a phone number for actually... We just advertised for them. That wasn't a phone number to
complain
about.
You know what? Parkat shuttle at LAX. When you want your shuttle as sideways as all hell.
And stopped in traffic as the dickens.
Oh, I just wish Eddie could see how close we were.
I wish he could see how great his episode was.
That we spent the whole time talking about Howard Kramer. Well.
What's the opposite of an alpha? What am I?
An omega?
An omega dog? Is that a thing?
Is that a... You're the omega man?
Am I a sigma pi alpha? Kappa Cappuccino.
Well, you're very alpha-y. You like a good fist fight. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Kappa there was Cappuccino. A time. No,
did you want a moment for that?
No, it's just that. It's
Refracoon
a joke.
Went right over it.
A long time ago, I was like, what's the most, high-strung fraternity? It's Kappa Cappuccino.
Did you do that on stage?
No. Okay, I was good, in good, like fourth good, or good. Fifth grade.
Oh.
Yeah. It was our early
Montana comedy.
Early Montana comedy. Before there was a stage, before I knew what I was doing, unlike today. Professional.
Where you nail that shit.
Oh, nightly. I pound that shit out.
Oh, no.
Ugh. I'm talking about comedy, by the way.
We are talking about comedy, always. Yeah. That's
not the ladies, which I also occasionally pound.
You're not afraid to pound a lady, Chris.
It sounds violent, but I just don't know how to use words.
Wait, are there other things we can tell our listeners to, like, do? Or oh, the Do You Need a Ride fan tweet Twitter, if you're on Twitter and you like it.
And I believe there's a Facebook page as well.
There is a Facebook page.
You're not a Facebooker.
I don't Facebook.
That's okay. Not everyone needs to.
No, I don't. I feel like less is more on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers on Facebook.
I do know I get a lot of local gigs in town on Facebook.
Do you?
It might be, yes.
For bookings?
A majority of them.
I can barely show up to the shows I agree to do. I don't need more.
Well, I agree to them on Facebook. And then Facebook has nothing to do with whether or not I show up.
I see. Okay.
That's on me and my
responsibility.
Honda Accord. Honda, sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? Do You Need a Ride?
Do You Need a Ride?
That was good. Okay.
Is it too much,
Do
though?
You, comma, need, comma, a ride, question mark?
Do, capital D-O.
Oh, why are all these people?
It's making us. They're ruining everything.
You're really messing up our episode.
But we're so close. I can see American Airlines, the sign.
It. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eddie.
Just have to get in there.
Oh, Eddie. How do I do it? I'm going to have to get old school New York cab driver.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's doing it. There's a cab driver right here getting new school L.A. You get old school New York on him.
We're going to do an East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Someone will be shot.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Suge Knight running over
rappers,
some people?
This is the new. Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, I don't mean to go topical. I messed up
you know
our
what?
Bit.
That was, I thought that was an old news issue because hasn't he always been?
He's been killing
people?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, didn't he have something to do with the last time I got in trouble because of the Biggie Tupac thing? I don't know who was killed in front of the automotive museum. Sorry. I don't memorize deaths. I focus on positive things.
Wait.
Let's get in there. Let's just.
Yeah, I'm on
Remember, aggressive
Whoa,
New York.
Whoa, this Denali. Yes, I respect
aggressive
you.
Aggressive New York.
I like it.
Oh, God damn it. Why is that an Audi? It needs to be an innie.
Ooh.
Oh, we're getting in there. Come
get
on.
Away.
Move it, you dork. That's right. I called him a dork. Oh. Hello, officer.
Hello, officer.
Okay, where is Eddie? Let's see here. I do not recognize any of these people.
He said L11 something or other.
Yeah, we should have listened to that.
Is this an Orthodox Eddie standing here with a huge beard and a hat?
There he is. There he is. I'm going to wave at him.
No, I meant that guy. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hop on in. Oh, he
needs help.
Okay, I can unplug.
We can't help you. Yeah. Or do you need to go in the backpack?
I'm all,
I'm shouting very loudly.
I have my recording studio in my lap. And
sorry. Oh.
All right. Okay.
Is that enough room?
Here you go, Eddie.
Hey, everybody. what a day. It's a great day to be in an Air Force.
It's
they arrange it so well. There's
yes.
a terrific flow to the traffic. Terrific flow. Oh, we keep the windows up for sound?
We'd like to try to, but if you're, you know what, if you're uncomfortable, roll
I
down
can,
that window.
I can kick up this AC for you.
Yeah, a little AC.
Okay.
We're so sorry that we're late, but the only reason we're late is your flight was
so... Right, my flight was early, and I got a couple of... It's so funny that I... Are we taping?
We are indeed.
When I got off the plane, I was so fucking hungry. First of all, I did two shows last night in Toronto, and I had to be at the airport at about 4 for a 6 a.m. flight. So I did not sleep. I didn't sleep.
Yeah,
I tried for an hour.
Why even try, yeah?
I did try, but I didn't eat anything but like a couple of, you know, I was trying to be good. I had like little trail mix, you know, of little cranberries are very good. You know the little dried cranberries?
Sure.
Everybody loves them, I think.
I'd
like to be the spokesperson for dried cranberries the way Colbert is for pistachios.
I prefer them to carobs.
Oh, yeah,
that's for sure. No,
if you were the spokesperson, what would that sound like, do you think, Eddie?
For dried cranberries?
Yeah.
Commercial for cranberries.
A commercial for dried cranberries. For dried cranberries.
Yes.
Dried,
yes.
Not wet, please.
You know, traveling is difficult, very difficult, and there's a lot of temptation to eat salty, fatty, heart-clogging foods.
This dried is a 30-second spot.
Right. Dried. Take two, Eddie. Take two. Eddie, first of all, we want it to be a little uppity. We want it to be up, not like, you know, it's a TED Talk.
Right.
So here we go
depressing.
Again with dried cranberries.
And,
okay. Here we go.
And try and speak quickly.
Yeah. And take two.
Dried cranberries. They make travel better. Eat them. Do it now. I'm the bitter Buddha. Do it.
Yes.
It's a little angry. I don't know, Cameron.
Yes, you're right about that.
It's a little angry. Take three. Let it flow.
Take three. Hey, are you traveling and going nuts? I know I am. I can't eat half of this stuff. But dried cranberries, when put in with regular nuts, make them sweeter, don't they? They sure do. And travel goes a lot faster, at least the first half hour. The second 6 hours, not so fast. But try dried cranberries. Do it.
Brought to you to the Council for People Who Like Dried Cranberries.
No cranberries were harmed in the making of this guy.
That was...
but what, I originally was saying is that, you know, I've been trying to eat vegan. And I've been doing well, but I lose my shit on these flights. As soon as I got off this flight, I went and got a whole pizza while I was waiting for you guys. Like one of those little boxed pizzas in the airport.
A personal pizza.
A personal pizza.
It was very personal.
And I ate about 4 slices of that with the Diet Coke and then I had a chocolate croissant. And then I have a coffee and I'm like, oh yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, cranberries aren't going to help you.
No.
Cranberries don't do it when you're like ravenously... insanely hungry.
Yeah,
you've had an entire day of flying. The dried cranberries, as delicious and convenient as they are for travel, are not going to sustain your energy levels.
No,
that's it.
I don't. You know, you may get an argument from the cranberry bog people, who I understand are hardy and angry.
You know what? I'll take them on any day.
You know what?
Would you?
I'll take on the cranberry.
People. I'm sick of those people. The commercial. For their stupid juice with those two
those
fake farmers that are dumb
that are rape farmers
insulting to farmers
and that's
everywhere.
Right. They already did. They stole it from Bartles and James, by the way.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, isn't it funny how these, you know, these monolithic corporations, they get bigger and bigger, and yet their front men are two horrific actors, you know, from Van Nuys, pretending to be farmers. There are no more farmers anymore. There's just machines that eat people. Monsanto's seeds, you know, Monsanto.
It's like a big seed, half seed, half person that's planting things. Isn't that
I think in the near future, because of Monsanto, you know, with the GMOs and stuff, I think pretty soon you're just going to get a knock on your door. It's going to be like a fucking piece of corn with a gun.
Yeah.
And that because they don't know what they're doing.
The corn doesn't?
No, the corn does.
Oh, it does.
You feel they're going to modify it to the point where it has feelings and the ability to talk.
Yes, like computers, and except everybody's worried about the computers taking over the world. I really think food, it's going to be like, hey, Bob, did you see that piece of corn move?
God
damn it.
Did that piece of corn take my wallet?
Eddie, you need to write this down and send it to Pixar through the mail, so that you own this idea, because the Corn Wars is your idea.
Just crack it open. They
What'd
touched
you call
on
it,
Farm
Wars?
Corn Wars.
Oh, Corn Wars!
There's a lot of popcorn.
Would Pixar do that? Would they confront?
Could they do it?
They could. Would they?
Should they?
I mean,
don't toy with me. Not after no sleep.
Oh, I can't get the idea of a giant corn with a little husk grabbing, and then it kind of turns to a hand, and they pick up a firearm.
Yes,
but I think it would be
kids
easy.
Would love that.
I think it would be easy to do the characters like the bad corn is sort of like bad Sopranos guys and mafia guys,
sure.
maybe. And then there's the renegade corn, maybe the organic corn that's trying to save the world. Like they're the good guys.
Yeah, the organic corn would look like the Thanksgiving cornucopia corn. That's just like different colors because they
different colors.
Voiced by Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
or I think Woody Harrelson.
I think it should be a Native American doing the voice.
Oh, sure. Okay.
You know, you're right about that. It should be a Native American.
I mean, does it get more organic than that? I hate to take it to a, you know, but white people kick them out of this country.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take it that far.
No. I really think we did. I mean, I every day I watch a video, a recreation of the Trail of Tears, just you know, to get the day started.
Just to check your privilege.
Just to kick.
Yeah, good.
Kickstart
that. To be grateful. I think you have to look at other people's atrocities to be grateful, you know, because it's so hard to, like, you know, I'm a big guy who makes gratitude lists. Well, once a year I do it, but when I make one, it's always like, oh, I'm so glad I have sneakers. It doesn't, that doesn't cut it. Oh, I'm glad my elbow is working.
Right.
You know, it's like, that doesn't cut it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not achieving the things in life I need to achieve, and that's when I watch Maury Povich.
He's still on the air.
I think so, doing paternity tests and everything. And then I'm like, I'm doing great. Why was I so hard on myself?
Their lives are just such a mess.
Just the bottom dwellers of society. The bottom dwellers?
Yeah. Perhaps the bottom dwellers,
bottom
yes.
feeders. They How dwell down there because that's where they feed.
The sand dabs of society.
Yes.
Down there eating shit all day.
Yeah. How does Povich go home like and I bet he fancies himself like an erudite intellectual, like in his head, that's my job.
Yeah.
Like, and then he goes home to a nice Sancerre wine, you know?
And Connie Chung, right? Isn't he married?
Is he still with her, too?
I think so.
I think they're making it work still.
Wow.
Does she ask about his day? I doubt it.
You know what? The both of them are...
She's a journalist. He tells people whether or not the baby came from their DNA.
Who's to say which is better? They're both on tons of pills. It doesn't matter.
They're both what?
They're on tons of pills.
You read that?
Well, no, it's completely made up, but you know, those are oxycontin eyes, both of them.
Maury Povich and...
dead eyes. They're like dolls. They're dolls unfinished.
Well, they have to be. Don't you think Hollywood, well, if you call that Hollywood, like, takes its toll on you, like the show you do. You say, oh, it's just a job.
Right.
It's just a job. But if it's a horrific thing, day after day, where you're watching the bottom dwellers and you're profiting off them, I think it nips away.
It has to. And I know it did to Jerry Springer because there's a girl in town, Lisa Gottman. We did Laugh Rides together. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, her family was very close to Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was a sweet man and he was a smart man.
Right.
He used to be a mayor of a town. And then he's basically doing... Which is violent pornography on his talk show.
Yeah. Is he doing that now?
I think I am talking about expired television, but everyone remember.
Yeah.
It's he's like, oh, and that's where her bra strap comes down and we pixelate her. And then she punches.
Right. Okay. I call it the momentum of evil. And it ties into the cranberry commercial somehow.
It does.
Eventually.
It will.
Could you put up the AC a little?
I'm
very hot back here.
No problem. Yeah, we...
I'm working on no sleep.
Very hot back here.
It's not as simple as people think. We aren't just giving rides. You are very much doing us a service by being on our podcast, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, this is great, though, because it saves me about $100.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And my last thought before you came was, do they charge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny.
We charge $250.
Maybe that's... I keep saying we should get a sponsor, like Dollar Shave Club or whatever. A lot of these podcasts have razor blade sponsors for some reason. Maybe they consider it a plan B if they want to.
May I make a suggestion that if you guys become part of Uber, you could bank so many episodes, you know, in 1 week. Like, everybody who gets in the cab, you just thrust a mic to them. Not like cab confessions or anything, but just like...
You're just saying any man off the street, Johnny Lunchpail off the street?
I don't want to deal with civilians,
terrible.
Eddie. You know, you
Would
don't
you
want
to... do that on your podcast, Eddie? You, I think so.
I don't do it, but I think this type of...
Oh, but it's okay for us to do.
Oh.
Well, I think...
You wouldn't have them in your studio, but Karen should have
them.
You wouldn't shoplift a... You wouldn't steal a car. Sorry, that's about pirating. That's a different...
Well, I don't know. I don't think you know me, really. You know, when I'm pushed into a corner.
You'd pirate some shit?
He will get into a stranger's car, is what he's saying.
Oh,
I see. He will
hotwire a Honda?
Absolutely.
Make some money?
But yeah, you're right. We want to get sponsored by Uber, and it would be a comic that we want to have control over the guests still, but then we just mention a code that you'd punch in or something.
Right.
Come on, Uber. They're listening. You know they're listening.
You know they listen to every episode.
Now, I'm looking at some interesting billboards. Does the Chappie billboard look interesting to you? The Chappie movie?
Oh, I just saw the trailer for Chappie last night.
You saw it?
Yes.
Did it look harrowing?
I literally can't remember one thing about it, except for the fact that it was like a horror movie that was called Chappie. And it made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, that's a horrible name. That's
I disagree with you, Chris, and I don't mean to do it on the road, but I feel like when you put a name that doesn't signify, you know, what the horror is, I think it has more of an impact. It's like when they use children in horror movies, like daddy, like it's always a bad sign when a child says, "Can I have a glass of water?" in a horror movie, because you know shit is going to go down quickly.
You're right. And you go to see Chappie and you're like, what a lighthearted English romp about.
Oh my God, it's about a friend?
No, it's about someone's face melting.
Yeah. Wait, no, is that the one? Is Chappie the one by the guy that did District 9 about robots?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, then it looked really good.
Oh,
the poster looked really good.
Yeah.
I base all the movies I go on now on the poster, the billboard. I won't see a trailer. I won't read a review. It's like if the poster doesn't hit me right, it's like no.
Then that's
it. And I'm usually right.
But
really?
I think I know from the trailer. I remember seeing it now. Isn't it just a ripoff of Short Circuit? Now, I don't like to...
It's true.
A robot with feelings? Orange juice, not from concentrate. Like, he was learning about how the human works, and that's what this movie is
about. Number five is alive, right? And
number five is alive. Was that in...
That was Short Circuit.
And there was the Middle Eastern guy, or he's Indian in it. I thought he was so funny. And then I see him in another movie, and I realize he's doing a horrible impression. He's totally just a white guy. Number five is alive.
No. That's what,
and I think they darkened his face a little. I mean, don't...
Look, the 80s were a different time.
I mean, that
we didn't have rules. There wasn't the internet.
It was.
People didn't know that hurt people's feelings.
It was.
I'll tell you, shit like that goes on. When I used to audition for commercials, I don't anymore, but when I used to audition, they were looking for a bald guy to do some fucking horrible thing like anal leakage, whatever it was. And by the way, that was my last audition. I'm serious. It was for a thing that stopped anal leakage. I'm not kidding.
Isn't anal leakage?
I'm not kidding. Do you remember that shit? Do you remember that product?
Yeah, literally.
There was some, Chris, you do. Karen
doesn't. I remember,
it's Karen's
just
what you're calling blocking.
It's just, which kind of is what that medication did.
Yes.
Okay, so
if you had anal leakage.
So the medication's working.
This was the last commercial I ever went into in my fucking life.
That's a good last one.
And I go in, and it's so humiliating. Like, and I'm just doing it because I'm broke.
Sure.
And I'm like, my fucking commercial agent is this really sweet woman who's very gung-ho and always saying, look, one of these things could change your life.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's
so
true.
I mean, I had a couple of commercials change my year at least.
Yeah, it changed your year a bit.
Yeah, yeah. But
what's her name changed her life? Courtney... The progressive woman.
Courtney Love.
Courtney.
Yes. She's changed a lot of people's lives.
She rebounded pretty well off a very, very bad, first of all, image and drug problem. She's doing...
And nose.
And
nose?
Yeah.
Her first nose was rough.
Yeah. This one's more slopey, like a ski jump.
The white nose is
so what? How I will
but
go
quickly,
back,
the
back
anal
to the anal thing,
man. I went in and I was so humiliated. I was so humiliated in the first place. But then the motherfucking director, I was reading the copy wrong for some reason. Like I was fucking up one of the words, and he got he got literally like kind of slammed his hand down
during an audition.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
He was like, "God damn it!" Like now you can imagine it's sort of like Maury Povich. These guys get chipped away. If this is what they're doing with their lives,
sure.
Like anal leakage. And what's another commercial?
Yeah.
You know, a thing to make your heart stop. Commercial. Whatever they do,
he directed the Viagra Jam Band when they're having that music session.
He thought he thought I was like, I'm on my way.
Yeah, guys, you're blues. You're doing the blues.
We're
make
in a
it,
barn.
Yeah,
come
and
on,
you and then
shirts.
Okay, so
it's funny we're talking about this today because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and today's the day where everybody thinks. These commercials are going to be so... Do you guys know this, right? On Super Bowl Sunday, they have the fucking commercials that are supposed to be so great, and they turn out to be basically pretty bad.
Horrible.
I've already seen some of them. They're ooh, sneak peek at the puppy who hangs out with a Clydesdale.
Mm.
Budweiser, don't drive drunk.
Someone told me I should see that one. Isn't that funny?
It's adorable. It's just...
It's adorable?
It's like a puppy and the horse... takes a liking to it. It gets out of the barn and all these... And then a wolf is trying to kill the puppy.
Oh, shit.
I'm not kidding.
Shit.
And then all the horses, all the Clydesdales gallop over. And they scare away the wolf. And
then
it says Budweiser, drink responsibly.
And did you hear about GoDaddy doing a thing where a puppy gets shipped and they had to pull the commercial?
Oh.
GoDaddy, which is a scumbag, scumbag corporation run by a CEO who does big game hunting.
I think, I think I give them money for my website, and I don't even know why.
I think GoDaddy sells
their scum.
Big-breasted women, right? That's their business?
Oh, yeah, and they always have, like, you know, chicks in bikinis
Malaysia?
For no fucking reason. But they had a Super Bowl ad where a puppy finds its way home, and this elderly woman grabs it and say, "I'm so glad you're here because I'm going to ship you because someone wants to buy you." And PETA and all these organizations boycott it, and they had to pull it within hours.
I'm glad they did.
I believe that
people would be stupid enough to see that and go, "Well, now I figured out how I get my niece a puppy.
What's
it take one day?
Yes.
I'll poke holes in it just like I did with my spider jars." And then this kid, can you imagine a kid? A puppy! And it's just a dead puppy in a... What's in the box?
Somehow the puppy got beheaded. What? It's just a puppy head in a box?
GoDaddy's sending you a message.
Now that would go viral. That would be...
But in the commercial world, what we're trying to say is the commercial world is a bloodbath.
It is.
It's amazing.
Well, I wish I knew what you said instead of anal leakage. You're like, when I got the mad squirts. Damn it!
I don't know what
it's anal leakage.
The words were chosen for a reason.
But I can't believe I didn't like tell the guy to go fuck himself. I regret that I didn't do that.
I have said things in commercial, and then I don't get seen by that casting company.
Of course.
There's plenty down at 200 South La Brea.
Do you still go out for them?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, I won't anymore.
No, you're
unless
being...
they ask. Unless they're like Eddie. They want you, blah, blah, blah. And if it's a decent fucking product, like if it's Doritos.
Well, unlike you.
Hold out for that Cool Ranch. Yeah, yeah. Eddie, how are you doing on temperature? Because I'm freezing and I can't feel my feet. Can I turn it down one?
Boy, there's a big difference, I'll tell you. And this always irks me a little bit. There's a big difference between the front and back of cars as far as AC.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a cheap car.
Yeah, well, it's also dangerous. I got in a horrible wreck in a Honda Fit, and I can't wait for you to buy something more like a Denali.
Oh, yeah.
So
I love a Denali.
I'll be safe, and then also air will shoot out into passengers.
Now, Karen, do you have doggies?
I do.
How many? Two?
Oh, but I also collect dog hair and spread it on the back of my car.
I have two doggies. And I'm looking at the hair,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's everywhere. That hair is the embedded kind that doesn't fly around. It will not come off.
Yeah.
I've gone at it with, like, lint rollers and high-powered vacuums.
It's like
not moving.
Burrs from a field in your sock or on your shoelaces.
Yeah.
They're like ticks.
You have cats.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah. Oh, you have both. Okay.
Yeah, man. I have a menagerie. of animals. I've become Doolittle-ish a bit, you know, where I walk in and I'm like, hello, Sherman. These are all the names of the pets. Hello, Sherman. Hello, Charlotte. Hello, Katie. Hello, Louie. It's seven animals I live with.
Do they ever go, hello, Ernie?
It feels hello. Like it, my friend.
You ever get a tip of the hat?
Tip of the hat.
What we're describing here is delusions caused by possible mental illness.
Yes.
Because animals don't, and no offense, I just want
to... No, no offense, take
it. But if your pets are talking to you, I don't know, you might want to see a guy.
See a guy?
Yeah, just a guy.
But I see a guy who's sympathetic to cats, and so it goes nowhere.
Right,
you
okay.
You know what I mean?
He's like, ask your cat for me if he likes me.
Yeah, it's just a doctor. You think it's going to help you, or a therapist. It's like, hey, I get it, I'm a cat man too. And then you just high five. I am a cat man myself. I love cats.
Oh, you do? I remember that, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
We used no dogs, though?
Can I say a thing that
I'm
I should have said?
To dogs.
I missed it 15 seconds ago. You high five and then Bob Seger's cat man do, please. Shit. Imagine if that was right when you said it.
Cat man do.
I'm a cat man too. Cat man do. God damn it.
Good
Eddie, will
music.
You text me your address so that I can put it in my map?
Oh, right.
Oh, you want to text it?
Yeah, because if you say out loud, people will wait outside your house for autographs.
Oh, right.
You will get murdered by our fans.
I already have several people outside my place.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're just like, please do the bit about the Price is Right. And it's just annoying at this point.
It's hard to live your life.
It's hard. Thank you. I think you know that.
Yeah.
Right.
If you just I will read it off of your text.
Good idea.
And I will transcribe it into a map navigation on my phone.
And then we'll use the hand signals we've pre-rehearsed.
Right.
Silent hand signals to get
us. Which is basically just I point left or right. just while you're...
Oh, wait, Eddie. Oh, sorry.
No, no. I was just going to thank him at a weird time for being on the podcast.
Hey,
that guy is no father of mine. Cue that Everclear song.
What happened?
He had kids in the car and he almost sideswiped us.
Ford Aerostar tried to come all the way over.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice.
Eddie, where were
neglected
you performing?
Baby
you
on
said
board.
You were in Toronto.
I just came
what were you
back
doing?
From Toronto.
Was that an Ian Atlas gig?
Oh, I heard that name when I was out there, but no.
I've been talking to him. I'd like to go to Toronto. How was it?
Oh, man. This place called the Comedy Underground.
Right. I've heard of
that. Was super fucking great.
Oh,
really?
That's great.
Like they're really, really into it. You know what I mean? Like,
man, I like Canadians in general.
Yeah, me too.
I've always had fun.
I hate to go that broad, but it's a positive thing, so I think it's okay. Yeah. I love all Canadians, all of them.
Yeah. Canadians are the greatest.
They are the best.
Canadians are the greatest.
They
except
are.
They're really good-natured.
They're just so goddamn reasonable.
Yeah, they're mellow.
Calm. I never see them stressed out up there.
Yeah. It's clean. Well, I was in the winter, man. It's so funny. I've been doing this the last couple of months. I've been going to like fucking Chicago, Rochester, New York City, going from brutal snowy weather back to LA, and it's so fucking funny. I like it actually.
Yeah, I do too. You like the snow? I like
the cold weather, especially after being out here.
Yeah.
In I don't know. Land of the eternal sunshine.
Yeah, no seasons, no signs.
No seasons.
Time passing except birthday. My birthday's in a couple days, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Thought I just plugged that
Fairbanks,
right there.
February 5th, everybody.
Thank you.
February 5th?
Yep. Aquarius.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a super birthday.
But when you're up there in Canada, they just are relaxed all the time.
And are they smart? I mean, like, smarter than your average?
No one accuses them of being the smartest. But that's not why you're there. That's not...
Look, this is my theory. If you're less stressed, you're smarter.
Yes.
Because stress... You know, stress kind of just creates all this bullshit that gets in the way of you thinking properly.
Yeah, deductive reasoning and things like that.
I also think it's kind of cool to be smart in Canada, whereas here it's like football and like, I'm going to be on American Idol, but like up there, I remember my friend Christine Gooden in high school, she had Canadian cousins that came to visit, and I was totally in love with her. One cousin who was probably like 22, and he brought a Scientific American with him. And I thought that was the most, I couldn't get over it. It was like made me weak in the knees because I'd never seen a guy be like kind of in my, on my own time, I'm going to pursue my, the scientific arts.
On my days off, I'm going to go to my own school.
Yes, I'm going to go to extra school because there was nothing like that in my world up until that point.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's just, it's nice though, and they're great comedy fans, and it's just, and they're really appreciative because I guess, you know, they're smaller places and they don't get a lot of. Well, they do, but not often, I think.
Yeah.
So they're appreciative.
They're appreciative.
Yeah.
This is how my commercial editions would go. So they're appreciative, right, Eddie? Can you get to
it's
that?
It's the word appreciative because I think that's what's on the paper.
So it's anal leakage. No, Eddie? Isn't that what it is? This potato chip is supposed to stop?
No, it's funny you said potato chips.
I think it was a potato chip.
That's what caused him, right?
I experienced anal leakage, and it was from Olean.
Yes.
Oh!
The oil that they would use.
That is what this product was all about.
Yeah, this is like, hey, do you still like eating potato chips with,
I think it
with
was
manufactured Montecito oil?
Did you go out
oil?
For this spot?
No, but
no,
I just...
No, he lived it.
I, Eddie, now's the time to tell you, I was the director. I was wearing glasses and a scarf so you don't recognize me, and I'm sorry I got mad at you that day.
Yeah, let's have a real apology
but
moment.
Here's what he did. He came in, he's like, I'm a man with a family. If, when you get the squirts, and I was like, the squirts?
What the fuck?
Who is this guy? Read the board. It's on the board.
Oh,
I
I'm
said.
Sorry. I'm from an improv troupe.
I'm
the
heralding as we speak.
Well, I'm no ending you because I'm the director, I said. No ending.
Do you got that address?
Another.
101 South, right?
Yeah. Another thing I hated about these fucking commercials was that they were always directed by Brits and these horrible little piece of shit spots and they were and this guy these British guys would always be like, all right, if you could just kind of look away when she says camcorder. And it like he had this to me, he had this like fucking attitude, like we're doing this like amazing little thing. Yeah. Did you get the address?
Yeah, it's, okay. It works out. This is a great route. I love this.
Eddie, you've been vexed by commercial auditions for so long because the first time I ever saw you at the Fake Gallery, you did that thing where it was the commercial audition when the apocalypse after the apocalypse.
Remember that thing yes, you used to do? Yes. Well, I find them so and at the end of that one, I said that at the end of that one, it was only like me. Like I would say things to the casting person, like it's just good. Like they would be like a disembodied voice, and I'd be yelling. They'd be saying, "Can you read the copy, Eddie?" And I'd be like, "It's just good to hear another voice." Hey, you know, after this audition, a couple of us are gonna forage for food if you want to come. And then the casting person answered, "Well, that sounds like just leave a flyer for that. Maybe I'll come to that." And then at the end, they decided to go with a charred corpse instead of me to sell cereal.
We're
gonna go with the charred corpse.
It's definitely a different
direction. It's not you. It's just a different direction. Thank you, Karen.
But I everybody used to tell me, which I also found insulting. Eddie, you so look like the everyman. And I was like, well, thank you for that. Thank you.
That's not at all insult. Your insults are so well worded.
Yeah, you look like the plumber, and you're gonna work, and you're gonna work, and then you're gonna work some more.
But mostly plumbing. Mostly you're a plumber now.
I'll never forget going in one time for a fucking Mucinex commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And just, that's the thing where you have to sit and go, oh, I don't feel good. My nose is coming. And I walked in there.
You got that, didn't you? If that's
I did book that about 3 years running, but No, of course I didn't. But
it would be fun to be the voice of the actual booger.
Yeah, you know, now the voice.
Mind if I leave my stuff here?
Oh, I hate those commercials so much.
I packed all my booger clothing that I wear.
The worst.
Yeah, you're sickly good. Oh, you're doing it perfectly.
But also, like, what's really depressing is, like, what the industry saw me as, like, when I would walk into the room and see the people that I was their type, yeah. I just would always have to, like, read a self-help book after or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, really? This is what I am to you fucking people?
Around Christmas time, it's fun to go on them where they ask for a Santa Claus, and every guy in town who professionally is Santa Claus committed to where they have a big white beard.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I don't go on these anymore.
They maintain a jolliness. They're like, if I lose weight, I'm probably going to not get as many gigs. Yeah. Be it in a shopping mall or on a commercial or actually...
It just reeks of desperation.
Visiting a children's hospital. Yeah, nothing's more desperate than visiting sick kids. You said it?
I visit sick kids all the time.
From your mouth to God's ears.
I visit sick kids for myself just so I'm grateful. I just go in and I leave. I'm like, okay.
Yep,
I am doing better than you, sir.
That's your son. Visiting sick kids is your Maury Povich.
I was actually just remembering, I only went on like 3 commercial auditions because I was I was such a terrible auditioner anyway, but on those ones, they would make you improv stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was always like out of my mind, uncomfortable just the second I got there.
Right.
And one time I was waiting in the waiting room and 2 dudes who worked at the casting office got into a fist fight and I got
You're
up
kidding.
And left so quickly and called my agent. I was like, 2 dudes got into a fist fight. I'm not going back there. And it was like, they were like, my agent called there was like, my client was very upset, but I actually wasn't. It was the perfect excuse.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
great.
Oh, they got into a fight. I'm not going back
I'm
there.
Not doing this ever again. You never know.
I'm much too fragile.
That's great. I would always be afraid that my agent, I swear to God, it's like just me being a little kid. I would always... No, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. I would always be afraid of my agent getting a bad report from the casting person. It would be like my teacher's calling.
I worry about the other day I went in for one and I'm supposed to be a mean director guy, actually.
Are you having fun with them now?
I like the... I'm getting used to auditioning and I feel like
Are you booking any?
He gets commercials a lot.
That's cool.
One was Canadian, one was in the UK. You wouldn't see
them. Oh, yeah. That's even better. Nobody sees you do them.
Exactly. I was pretty happy about that. But
I want to go be flown to Japan and do those few million dollar ones, but nobody knows me.
I got to go to Spain.
You did?
I shoot one on the beach in Spain, and then I got to go to England.
For a commercial?
Yeah.
And what were the products, can you say?
For Expedia.ca, Canadian. Oh, wow. And then for a Mini Cooper.
That's cool when you can go to Spain and shit.
Right?
I think I got spoiled, and I'm like, this is the best gig ever. I'm going to focus on this. But I haven't booked anything right now, and like you mentioned before, I've been foraging for food.
About how long?
Since I shaved my mustache, I haven't had a good audition.
When was that?
I've shaved it about 8 months ago.
Okay, yeah. It is streaky like that, though, right?
Yeah. My mustache?
Yeah, well...
No, it's...
Really
I had a,
sparse. Very
I had a streak.
Upsetting looking.
I was getting callbacks all the time. I'm like, I'm in the groove, and this groove isn't going to go anywhere, but straight to the top.
Straight to Funky Town?
The Emperor's got a brand new cloak or what? Whatever. Anyway, I don't feel wildly uncomfortable anymore when I go into a room.
Yeah.
You know.
Next exit, by the way.
Yes.
It's a quick little one on the right. You don't know where it is, folks listening.
Yes. No.
Because I already
try.
Have people in front of my goddamn house constantly, please sign this. the Olean bag.
Please.
And then there's that one guy with the God hates fag sign, which doesn't make sense. Why is he there?
I always want. I want to go in front of a grocery store with a "God hates bags" sign.
With the what?
God hates bags.
Ooh, that's
just to get
good.
Them to not.
I just love puns lately.
Oh, they're pretty great.
Yeah.
Pugs?
I'm tired of working for the...
Here we go. Lamp. We're taking this.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
And then we're going to turn right.
Oh, are you so relaxed, Eddie, because you're home now.
You guys did this really well.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Are you currently having fun? It's not over.
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad.
Are you ready for some more fun?
Some of our episodes, I'll be honest, are kind of stinkers. And I think this one was up there with Aaron Foley and some of the better...
Did Aaron have a good one?
She was great. But I don't want to talk about her. Let's talk about you.
Now, yes. Does it end when you drop me off, or what do we do?
It ends abruptly and awkwardly, and we actually...
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
We'll end with you.
Stop right here. No.
He just wanted it to end the whole time.
That'd be funny. I say, well, I came out the other day to my parents, and then I'm like, stop right here.
Wait, we could really... No, this is where my house is. The podcast ends when the podcast ends.
Cute.
But your parents...
The podcast ends when the podcast ends. We are really close, though, by the way.
Beautiful.
Very, very, very close.
Well, then, what did your parents say when you told them that?
When I came out?
Yeah.
I did come out, and the biggest thing I ever came out as was an actor. When I told my dad, I was going, my dad was like a dean of a high school, and he kind of wanted me to be a dentist for some reason.
That's classic.
Like, I didn't want to be a doctor, and then I said, all right, how about a dentist? I said that, just to please him. And he was really excited that I was studying dentistry. And
you actually studied it?
That's the same pressure as the elf in Rudolph. He felt he wanted to be a dentist.
I wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah, but he was an elf. He was actually passionate.
Oh, the elf in Rudolph.
He was passionate about dentistry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's like, why am I a miss? Why, look at me making these toys. I'm like, that's a pretty good gig.
That's right.
Yeah, my dad gave me a fucking Novocaine needle for my 16th
really?
Birthday.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. It was a beautiful, like state of the art, like... You don't get to see them because they always hide them.
Now, this interests me. So did that then light a fire under your ass?
It sure did. When you get a Novocaine needle, that's like...
Are you lying, Eddie?
Let me reach into my stocking. Ow! What is this? It's a needle, son.
Oh, I'm sorry, son. I was supposed to be covered with the blunt tip.
I meant to put a wine cork on the end of that.
You'll probably be numb for a couple hours.
Only a couple guys used it.
Don't ride your bike.
Behind my work. There's a couple guys in an alley that I let use the needle. But other than that, it's brand new, son, and I want you to be a dentist.
He gave me a Novocaine needle.
That's the best.
Get to the right.
Okay.
And,
Well, did your dad ever
you could
see
pull
you?
Pull right behind this gray car.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I walk right
perfect.
To the corner.
Oh,
even though
perfect.
It's on the red. Yeah, pull right.
Oh,
behind
no
this
one's going to bother us.
No one will bother us.
We're
we could
fine.
Talk for a little bit.
So,
here.
Did your dad ultimately see you act and realize that you made a life for yourself, or do you?
You know, it took him so long because he heard about the Olean commercial. he heard about a lot of this stuff because he had a friend in the commercial industry.
And,
no, I'm kidding. But that would be funny if, like, Bob, my dad, which I'm sure you got from that. But Bob, I don't know. He screwed up a couple of words, and it was for an anal leakage product. And it was perfect for him because he looks like shit. You know what I mean? He's a kid who looks like shit, and he's going to go far if he could just harness this everyman, which basically means, you know, a person who doesn't look well.
And you're an everyman if everyone in America was a sick plumber. Now go.
It's a compliment. Go.
Eddie, you're great. This was fun, and
this was good.
You're a delight. We're going to go back to the airport and pick up our next guest.
I know.
It's like this is
by the
job.
Way, guys,
it is our job.
That is so funny to me. Airports are the one place I hate going, and you go there regularly.
Yeah.
Do you now kind of dig it? And
I love it.
I
think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Maybe
I
do. It's kind of my character, I guess, but I don't. I get a feeling of anxiety the moment I
enter. Do
they
know you? Do some of the cops know you at this point?
No, they
start... That's the podcast. Let them throw, folks.
I'm sure they notice that there's occasionally a car where people inexplicably have microphones in their hands. You know?
Yeah.
So you're going to get...
I just realized, though, as we talked about that, we might be suspects since we're at the airport so much.
Well, you're on a lot of
video.
What if we
were
on
a lot of tape?
On a list. Sorry. Checking out that lady.
Oh. Yeah, we could be in serious danger. But no, look around at whatever you feel like looking at while I explain. we're totally screwed.
She wasn't wearing a brassiere. I wanted to warn her of the, that'll cause permanent hangage.
All right, guys, thank you so much.
Eddie, do you have any plugs or shows coming up?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have a podcast. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, please listen to my podcast on the All Things Comedy Network. It's called Pep Talks. With the Bitter Buddha, and you could subscribe to it on iTunes. I'm going to be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Oh, fun.
Good.
Coming up February 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And that's it. Green Gravel Fest in Iowa at the end of February, and then the Punchline March, like, 11th. I'm going to headline the Punchline.
That's great. Yeah. Those are great gigs.
The Punchline in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
two San Francisco trips, or is it right
that's
after
right.
Sketch
Fest? It's San Francisco, Iowa.
Oh, wow. And then back to
San Francisco. Oh. Yeah, I like San Francisco.
Yeah, you got to go
best,
back.
Right?
To go get your heart.
It's so fun.
You got to
so
go back cool. a second time to get your heart.
Very good.
Everyone's always leaving their heart there.
Very good.
And then singing about it.
Very
good.
Singing about it.
Well, go watch.
All right, guys.
Eddie, thanks for being on Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine? Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.